the voice of India. Mind Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
Disclaimer: all the opinions, views in the following program, either expressed or implied, are solely of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Mind Media. All the material presented by the host is warranted by the host that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained the proper permissions from the original contributors, and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the host may express their views, which may be slightly or extremely biased, and hence listener's discretion is advised.
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం నగేష్ పంచాగ్నుల గారి మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం కార్యక్రమం ఏప్రిల్ 2, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం. ఈరోజు ఏప్రిల్ 2, 2018. ఈ కార్యక్రమం భారత కాలమానం ప్రకారం ప్రతి సోమ శుక్రవారాలు రాత్రి 9:30 లైవ్ లో ప్రసారం చేయబడుతుంది. ఈ ప్రోగ్రామ్ 2 April 2018 రాత్రి 9:30 సమయంలో కాకుండా మరే సమయంలో అయినా దీన్ని వింటున్నట్టయితే ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆర్కైవ్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. ఈ షోస్ నార్మల్లీ విత్ ఇన్ కపుల్ ఆఫ్ డేస్ ఆఫ్ ద లైవ్ షో దే ఆర్ ప్లేస్డ్ ఆన్ ఆర్కైవ్స్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ ఆన్ మైండ్ మీడియా వెబ్సైట్. పీపుల్ కెన్ ఆల్సో కాల్ ఇన్ టు ది షోస్ అండ్ దే కెన్ రీచ్ వే ఆర్ స్కైప్ on Mind Media account, and there are a couple of phone numbers which are published on Mind Media website where they can call in from India as well as US or around the world. These shows, as you know, most of them are bundled around nationalistic view as a core agenda. These shows anni kuda జాతీయవాద దృక్పథంతో మన దేశం మన రాజ్యం అన్న టైటిల్ మీద నా దేశంలో నా రాజ్యంలో నేను ఎలాంటి ప్రభుత్వాన్ని చూడాలనుకుంటున్నాను అన్నటువంటి ఆలోచనల మీదనే సమాజాన్ని ప్రశ్నిస్తూ సంఘటనలను నిష్పాక్షికంగా విశ్లేషిస్తూ ఈ షోస్ జరుగుతూ ఉంటాయి. As I told you last show on Friday, I believe we have celebrated anniversary. We have completed 1 year on this show, and thanks once again for the audience who have given a big support for this kind of shows, all the participants in the show, people who have shared their thoughts, people who encouraged us, all of them. I can't list the names out, you have big list, but definitely we thank on behalf of Mana Desam Mana Rajyam team and also Mind Media, the management of Mind Media, for opportunity that is created to make such a wonderful platform. As I tell you, the next generation is going to be world of radio. I believe no one is going to have time to sit in front of a computer and watch a video, or to sit in front of a TV and keep watching. Probably the information exchange will happen in future while you are driving or through live talk shows as you go on the go. Either you are already doing something and then listening to music or something like that. Whatever the situation is going to be, the future is going to be definitely of internet radios. 10 years from now, we are going to see drastic changes in internet radio. Like you remember, 20 years back we used to have movies on cassettes, video cassettes. Now those video cassette players are scarce. If you go back 30 years back, video cassette player was a very expensive item. And people used to rent a video cassette for 100 rupees. 50 rupees, 100 rupees was the rental per day. Today, probably, first of all, you don't find video cassettes, but even if you would like to procure some, they're available for 10 rupees or 12 rupees. But of no use. So as technology changes, a lot of things are going to change, and beautiful way of exchange of information is going to be, I believe, in next 10 years is going to be internet radio. A lot of talk shows are going to come up. A lot of people are going to exchange their thought process. As a host, what I also believe is the community of these hosts must make internet radio as a platform to address few issues that are happening in the community, especially nurturing youth, motivating youth, and steering the society into right direction. Probably this is one of the best platform where we can. If you write an article in newspaper, that article will be probably, that will end up in one package showroom or place where they are going to have some fast food center. They are going to cut the paper and keep it there, probably pack some mirchi bhaji or whatever it is, but the paper and news are going to perish for, they will not last for more than 24 hours. Same like TV shows, daily video archives are going huge in number, and probably few minutes, a few seconds, the news is flashed, and the moment news becomes rotten, that's gone. And it is really difficult to preserve all those things. Why is it difficult to preserve all those things is, they are huge in size and data. Whereas with internet radio voice files, it is not the scenario. They are not only small in size, but they are easy to play again and again and again and again. And you don't require heavy hardware for that. So that's the reason I believe pretty soon the world is going to go towards that. The host community can use this platform as a wonderful platform to steer the society. Anyhow, with this introduction, let's move into today's issues. To be honest with you, I did not find much information that happened in the past couple of days. The same old story is repeating in Delhi. The 10th time, the same drama. No confidence motion given. And people talk. Bait jaiye. We used to have that lady, like honorable speaker at the time, I think Meera Kumar. She used to say, bait jaiye. The same bait jaiye in a different tone right now, honorable speaker Sumitra Mahajan is requesting people. But other than that, nothing happened. Probably, the speaker must have shouted, maintain decorum. Please go back to your seats. Probably a lot more times than number of minutes the parliament session has been conducted this time. I don't know. I want to say something. I better assume, or I question, or I would say, the way BJP is playing this game of postponing the parliament session within minutes of it being convened, it better have a better plan. If they are doing it with a plan, they have right to play the game. But if they don't have a plan yet, the price they are going to pay will be very heavy. If they have a plan, they are saved. If they don't have a plan and they are just trying to find a solution, boom, they are gone. The toll is going to be very heavy on BJP. Slowly the people are getting an opinion that government is irresponsible here. 10 days, not a single leader of the party has come forward and said why they are doing this. Or why they don't want to do something else. If they cannot control a bunch of opposition party leaders in the parliament, how can we be assured they can control the government? Yeah, if they are doing it with a plan, They want to pass time, and tomorrow or day after tomorrow they want to attack back the community, the opposition community. So be it. It's all in the game. It's accepted. But their plan better come out to be better. Otherwise, they are definitely losing more than 5 lakh votes per day. If they continue this, they are losing more than 5 lakh votes per day nationwide. People who are neutral started questioning within them, why, what the heck is happening? If they have numbers, why don't they face the no confidence or throw it out? Yeah, let them blabber. If opposition parties say something, if opposition parties come up with their list of different agenda, let them come forward. They have numbers, 335 numbers they claim to have. Heck with it. Let it go. One day discussion, debate, evening, ask for a division, close it. Confidence expressed in the Council of Ministers, no confidence motion failed. There is the matter. No one bothers about that. If they have numbers, they are not honoring the no confidence motion request. They are not able to control. They claim that they are not able to control. Or they claim that it is the opposition party which is doing. Opposition party claims they are using AIADMK as a pawn. But either way, the chaos remains. If that is the case, and if BJP is unable to control the chaos, they have no right to continue. But if they come up with, tomorrow, day after, whenever it may be, they have to. Today is second over. Tomorrow, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. There are 4 more days. Probably tomorrow also the same thing may continue. And day after tomorrow, they may take up the agenda. Or they may continue the issue day after tomorrow also. And probably Thursday they will accept. And they say, we debate on Friday. And Friday they wrap up the issue. And they close the issue by evening. And probably if required, they call for division. They win and they say, heck with it, it's over. Government has the confidence from members. And then assembly, the parliament session, closed, over. Move forward with the election, see the fate in Karnataka, God knows what happens after that. That's the secondary part. But even then, they better handle this carefully. The way they are handling at present, absolutely the neutral people who are positive vote bank for BJP, they started questioning the BJP's stand on this. At least national leaders must have come forward and said, an issue with AP cannot be made an issue which is nationwide interest. Yeah, we understand there are certain promises made to AP. But unfortunately, we are not able to deliver those promises because of reasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, these reasons. There is no coordination with AP government. AP government is becoming mischievous. AP government is corrupt. Political party is unstable. Opposition party is unstable. They are trying to throw blame on each other. They don't have credibility. Unfortunately, people of Andhra Pradesh have to select only one among them. We thought we had the best with us, but unfortunately the best started hating us. But the best is not good. There are corruption charges against him, against his government. Hence we are not able to give all those things. At least let them say something. It all happens. TDP claims YSRCP is thieves party. YSRCP claims TDP is three thieves party. They claim this fellow has consumed away, involved in corruption scandals, and they have taken away more than 1 lakh crores. Other fellow claim they have taken away 2 lakh crores. What nonsense is this? These people are fighting, and all of a sudden they say BJP has cheated people of AP. Where is the question of cheating people has come here? Whether they have given certain promises made or they did not make certain promises. No one tells what does AP get if a special status is given. ప్రతి ఒక్కడు ప్రత్యేక హోదా ఆంధ్రుల హక్కు, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ హక్కు, వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు గెయిన్? ఇఫ్ వి గెట్ స్పెషల్ స్టేటస్ ఆర్ వి ఫెడ్ ఇన్ ద హౌస్? డూ వి గెట్ మనీ టు అవర్ హౌస్ ఎవ్రీడే? డూ ద గవర్నమెంట్ గివ్ అస్ మనీ? ఆర్ దే ఫ్రీవీస్? National fund will be there. Where is the national fund? Government itself doesn't have money. And you are constructing all those huge projects by borrowing money from external agencies and pushing the state into debt. And politicians are growing, their assets are growing, common man is going down. Accumulation of wealth in few corners of the society is increasing. More than 60% of the wealth is pocketed by 8% of the people. Remaining 40% is scattered on 92% of the rest of the population. National averages are far above AP averages. And now you people start talking about new agenda that we pay so much tax, we get less than that returns. Andhra Pradesh pay an average of 35,000 rupees per citizen, whereas Bihar, Gujarat, not Gujarat, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, all these states pay less than 7,000 rupees per person, but they get more than 30,000 rupees assistance from central government, whereas Andhra Pradesh gets only 42,000, whereas we pay 92,000 per person. What's all this nonsense? In a federal state, we started dividing now because of your selfish agendas. Do we want to divide the state based on the north and south divide? Where do you go? For your selfish agenda, for your sons to become chief ministers, you want to divide the state? Is it a political rehabilitation center for you? And you are the people who claim that you are fighting for the sake of 5 crore Telugu people or 10 crore Telugu people. You show me one simple thing where these 5 crore Telugu people have benefited. Did the infrastructure in education got better anyway in the last 4 years? Did any of the hospitals got better? Did at least the quality of education has increased? Is there a responsibility of service in the state? Did you able to curtail the crime rate? Nothing. And you say we work for the Telugu people? And you want to split the nation by south and north divide? And you want to push people into wrong corners because you have hidden agendas with you, and then you have the support of electronic media. You take the battle so personal to the people that you bring their personal lives into the situation. How come Modi's personality and behavior will affect the country today? What if he is a big cheat? So be it. How is that going to affect the country today? Just because you have a TV channel, you broadcast and do character assassination for the Prime Minister of India? Is that for the freedom of press? Is it for the freedom of press? I don't know. How much lakhs and crores of rupees has been wasted in airing the stupid news? The quality of a parliament member, he goes in one costume every day to the parliament. And you people stand in front of parliament and lie. You do character assassination for co-fellow members of parliament? అండ్ ఇది చెప్పొద్దు చెప్పొద్దు అది చెప్పొద్దు డోంట్ టెల్ అబౌట్ దాట్ ప్రూఫ్ గురించి చెప్పొద్దు వీడియో చెప్పొద్దు ఇస్ దట్ వాట్ యు డూ ఇస్ దట్ ద పర్పస్ యూ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ ఎలెక్టెడ్ అండ్ సెంట్ టు రిప్రజెంట్ ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ సిటిజన్స్ ఇన్ ఢిల్లీ యూ కమ్ విత్ ఎ క్లియర్ ప్రెస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ యూ ఆన్సర్ వన్ క్వశ్చన్ వై డిడ్ యూ గో ఇన్ టు బెడ్ విత్ బీజేపీ గవర్నమెంట్ ఫర్ 4 years What is that made you to come out of that government? And why did you come out phase-wise? And why are you making all this mess? If you have come out of BJP government, so be it. If you come out of India government, so be it. Why are you cursing YSRCP? Why don't you charge BJP directly that you have promised me A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. You have not done A, B, F, G, H. You have partially done DEB. Why not? 24 గంటలు వాడు ఏమన్ను వీడు ఏటు. Now today new issue. That it seems Chandrababu Naidu has got 150 crores from Vijay Mallya as a party fund. So, YSRCP leaders know very well where TDP is making money and pocketing money. TDP leaders know very well where YSRCP is taking money. BJP leaders very well know that these two parties are taking money. And everyone knows whose money it is. Now tell me, who is cheating whom? If the CM of Andhra Pradesh knows that YSRCP has taken money, charge them, file a case, get them arrested. If BJP knows TDP has taken money, charge them, hold them responsible, conduct an investigation. The government is in your hands, what else you want? ఇవాళ గవర్నమెంట్ ఉంటే నేను చేయలేను రేపు ఏదో వచ్చి పొడుస్తా మళ్ళీ నన్ను కూర్చోబెట్టండి నేను చేస్తా. టుడే యూ హ్యావ్ మెజారిటీ, యూ గాట్ ఎలక్టెడ్ విత్ లిటిల్ ఓవర్ 100 seats. You flipped another 23% into your party. Now you are more powerful. And you could not do now. Again we have to elect you. You are going to do something. Is that what you want us to believe? So this is the problem. This game is going to continue, I believe, for another 3 days. And final day, one day, they are going to break the ice. And they are going to conduct a small division. And then they are going to prove that they have majority. And they are going to walk out. They don't want to give a long haul for this. That's the reason I think they are pushing it. Probably Friday they are going to put an end card to this. If it cannot be sustained, they will close it on Thursday, the day after tomorrow. But tomorrow also I believe it is going to be a flip-flop show. Anyway, we take a short break for 2 minutes. Then we come back into Manadesham Manarajyam. We talk about the long promised issue that we wanted to conduct a Karnataka election show. We start for that today and we conclude the show with that. Stay tuned, we'll join you right back. Manadesham Manarajyam.
Anandara pillalu bamagari muchatlu veri veri annamlo kutta avakaya inta venna vesi kalipinattu paadakalam naati bolelu visheshalu vintalu chitkalu samitalu podupukathalu mottaniki anni kalipi చక్కటి మంచి విందు భోజనం వినిపించేందుకు ఆర్జే సౌజన్య కాకాణి గారు బామగారి ముచ్చట్లు అనే కార్యక్రమంతో మీ ముందుకు ప్రతి బుధవారం ప్రతి శనివారం సాయంత్రం 5 నుంచి 5:30 వరకు వినిపించడానికి సిద్ధంగా ఉన్నారు. వినడానికి సిద్ధమేనా మరి మీరు?
నమస్తే, నేను మీ ఎస్పి శైలజని. మీరు వింటున్నారు మైండ్ మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
1 minute music bite from band Indo Soul by Kartik Iyer.
భగవంతుడి సృష్టిలో బోలెడు చిత్ర విచిత్రాలు. ప్రపంచంలో ప్రతి క్షణం ఏదో ఒక మూల ఒక విశేషం జరుగుతూనే ఉంది. కానీ మనలో చాలా మంది రేపు పొద్దున కాఫీ గ్లాసులో తాగాలా కప్పులో తాగాలా అనే సిల్లి విషయాల గురించి చాలా సీరియస్గా ఆలోచించేస్తూ ఉంటారు. సో అలాంటివి కాకుండా ప్రపంచంలో మీకు తెలియాల్సినవి, మీరు తెలుసుకోవాల్సినవి, నాకు తారసపడినవి నేను చెప్తాను. స్టేట్యూన్టు చిత్రం భళారే విచిత్రం, మీ ఆర్జే వెన్నెలతో, ఓన్లీ ఆన్ మై ఇన్ మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా.
హాయ్, దిస్ ఇస్ సుమన్. మీరు వింటున్నారు మైండ్ మీడియా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
శ్రీకృష్ణ గారి కలర్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యూజిక్ ఆల్బమ్ నుండి 1 మినిట్ మ్యూజిక్ బైట్.
Welcome back to Manadesham Manarajyam. This is the next segment of the show we get into. We're going to have a short segment today. Probably in another 10 minutes to 15 minutes we wind up the show for today. Then we again join back on Friday. Hopefully Friday we have more information on Parliament, because by the time I think the session must have been over. And we know whether the no confidence motion has been accepted or did not get accepted, or it is lost, it is not lost, whatever it is, we'll know. Now we move into the election scenario of Karnataka. Why Karnataka elections is important? Karnataka election is primarily important for few crucial factors of Indian politics. One, if Karnataka state Congress loses, the BJP slogan of Congress Mukt Bharat is going to be one step more closer to reality. There's an exception that they could not make it in Punjab. Congress made it back. So they had to wait till they recapture Punjab, and they have to sustain other states till then. That means another 4 years. The dream of Congress Mukt Bharat is impossible. Why? Because one way or the other, somewhere or the other, Congress being a 120-year party will have some roots. Very difficult to eradicate a party like that. That is over-ambitious. But BJP successfully makes Karnataka is going to be a landmark. But Congress Mukt Bharat, then they can clearly say Punjab was won by Congress not because people wanted Congress, but there was anti-incumbency, probably. So under that circumstances, for BJP, it adds a lot to its claim to win Karnataka. For Congress, question of life and death now. To sustain and get ready for next elections and to have their importance and supremacy over other small parties, all those small segments like RJD, DMK, blah, 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 those pockets. If they make it Karnataka, their claim of NDA head will still be alive for some more time. If they lose Karnataka, they are gone. All these political parties, smaller political parties, will start raising their flags. KCR already started raising a federal front. Mamata Banerjee is already trying from her side. If there is any small opportunity, she wants to become Prime Minister. Sharad Pawar already started raising his flag. Mayawati is already waiting for the past 20 years that any moment there is an opportunity to grab the Prime Minister seat. She is the first candidate available. So all these people will start dancing. So for that, to keep those things under control, Congress must win Karnataka. So it is inevitable for BJP to win Karnataka at the same time Congress to win Karnataka. Is it possible? How can both the parties win? Impossible. If BJP lose Karnataka, it's going to have its long haul effect on Orissa election, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh election also. Before they go into final polls for next year. That's going to be more detrimental. So BJP must make it in Karnataka. Same thing with Congress, as I told you. If Congress loses, Congress is doomed forever. It takes another 10 years for it to resurrect itself. By the time God knows what happens, who is going to be alive, who is going to be dead, who is going to be on which side. It's all a different game. So Karnataka election, it is mandatory for these one of these two parties to win, because both cannot win. Then what is the situation? Let us see what is the basic requirement in Karnataka. Karnataka, as any state, the state is spread wide vertically on India. And different cultural background, people from different cultural background live in Karnataka. There are areas where vast population belongs to Muslims. There are areas where vast population belongs to religious communities like Lingayats and Okkaligas. Southern Karnataka has a different set of people. There are few regional languages which are very local to Karnataka, which do coexist in Karnataka. There are some zones which are demarcated with some special benefits to people from special segments and special tribes, special language groups. Karnataka is a complex state. It is not like any regular state where people are bundled together either by a particular language or people are bundled together with a particular culture. Karnataka comes with varied culture, lot of different cultures. And they have their own differences of opinion in several issues. That's the problem with Karnataka. Under such a state, as usual, we have Southern Karnataka, Northern Karnataka, Bidar area. That's called basically the old Nizam area in Karnataka. Central Karnataka, Mysore state, blah, blah, blah. They have different segments also. And each segment is densely populated with people with particular cultural background. So it is a true replica of unity and diversity in India. In such a state, with 224 assembly constituencies, half mark is 113. So anyone who would like to make government in Karnataka must secure 113 seats minimum, plus 113 plus. And who are the main contenders? Forget about all those small segments. The main contenders are BJP and Congress. And the person who is capable of making a dent is Janata Dal Secular, JDS. The Kumaraswamy and Devagowda party. That can make a bigger dent and they can make a break. So, on pre-election poll, we have conducted a small analysis here, I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to give you three scenarios. We are daring to give this kind of opinion today because our Gujarat results have turned out to be closest than any other surveys. Manadesam Manarajyam Mind Media survey was the only one which was closest. All other surveys went haywire. With the same courage and guts, we are trying to analyze Karnataka elections. Now let us see what happens. We are going to talk about three scenarios because it is still premature, because there are no pre-poll alliances that are made, assuming that all three parties are going to be independent. So we are going to consider these three parties: Bharatiya Janata Party, Janata Dal Secular and Congress, these three. If these three fight independently, what's going to happen? If these three fight independently, BJP is going to make the government. If these three parties contest independently without any pre-poll alliance, Mind Media and Manadesam Manarajyam's analysis is JDS is going to secure anywhere from 10 to 15 seats. Bharatiya Janata Party is going to secure 120 to 140. Congress is going to secure 80 to 90 seats. If there is no pre-poll alliance. Now, on the other hand, this is preliminary, like before even anyone starts canvassing, any issues are cropping up. This is purely based on the present scenario, what is there. If elections are held today, is what is this. We are going to adjust these numbers, or maybe we are going to stick to these numbers. We will see, because from now onwards, every Monday or every Friday, one day till every Friday rather, or we can keep it every Monday because 12th happens to be Saturday. We can conduct a concluding show on 14th, one day before result, May 14th. So every Monday, we have an half an hour session on Karnataka election for next 4-5 weeks. So, if there is a pre-poll alliance, if BJP and JDS joins hands together, BJP is going to bag anywhere from 132 to 142 seats. That's basically, my quote is 136. BJP will have 136 seats. Whereas Congress will be left out with 80 to 90 seats. On contrary, if Congress and JDS goes with pre-poll alliance, then Congress is going to bag 120 seats approximately, and BJP is going to be left with 100 seats. So if Congress and JDS join the hand, there is every possibility that Congress makes the government. If JDS and BJP have a pre-poll alliance, there is every possibility that BJP and JDS will make the government. But if they go separate, if all three of them contest by themselves, even then BJP stands chance of making the government with little over 120 seats. People may question whether JDS joins BJP or JDS doesn't join BJP. Definitely BJP is going to make it. But JDS joins Congress, it is going to be tough time for BJP. So basically what BJP must try now is, they should make sure either JDS comes into bed with them or stay away, not getting into bed with Congress. That's the basic thing that they have to do. So my quote is, my tally is 136 seats approximately for BJP, either independently or along with JDS BJP. And BJP is likely to form the government in Karnataka as of now. We will see what happens in the next 4 weeks. We see how the current affairs are going to change the trends. We see how Kaveri board issue is going to take a turn. Lot of things. And we see how this particular separate religion for the Lingayat community is going to take a turn, how people are going to respond on that, and we are going to see how other issues with scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, Bharat Band also occurred today. I don't have much result on that because I could not follow it up today because I was held up with other stuff. So these are all the things we need to see how they are going to steer the Karnataka election. Now coming to the second issue, in Karnataka, many times, right from 1972, there is a trend being followed. If our predictions must come to true, probably this is the time for Karnataka to break that trend also. We had to wait and see whether the trend will be broken or not. Since 1972, always Karnataka people were supporting opposition parties as their government. Whenever there is a particular government which is in center, a national government, they were always selecting opposition parties. That has been the trend. Since 1972, when Rajiv Gandhi was Prime Minister, Ramakrishna Hegde formed the government. Similarly, when BJP was in government in center, Congress formed the government in Karnataka. Always like they were picking the other one. So if that is the case, probably it is advantageous for BJP to tell them, maybe is someone there in line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Andy. Nagesh garu.
Sir.
How are you?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I am listening to the predictions.
Okay. Sir, we are not doing astrology predictions, by the way.
I mean, you bold predictions, yes, Naru.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I hope, like, you know, this is good. It turns out good, but Congress ki Siddaramaya ana chala mante mail chesadu, is doing great. Chala mandi Karnadigas, they still like what Congress is doing. Congress chestunnadi baagundi ani oka media lo ostundi, ground reality teliyadu. మీరు ఇంత బోల్డ్ గా ఎట్లా ప్రెడిక్ట్ చేయగలుగుతున్నారు చెప్పండి
సార్ యాక్చువల్లీ వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ హియర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సెగ్మెంట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ పబ్లిక్ యెట్
ఓకే
ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫూల్స్
ఓకే
పబ్లిక్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫూల్స్ Everyone knows what are the strategies of people. Now, my main analysis behind why Karnataka may change its trend this time. See, since 72, it is always whatever may be there in the center picks the other government.
Right.
That is the trend in Karnataka. If that trend follows, Karnataka must get Congress to form the government this time.
Okay.
If that trend continues, Karnataka must select Congress.
Means that no party continued for more than two times, right?
No. That's not the question here. Karnataka, see, that is happening because the trend in the center was same. No party continued two times, except that UPA last time, 10 years, Manmohan Singh, silently he made it.
Okay.
So the question now is, people have decided themselves that BJP Narendra Modi is not going to make the government for next year. That is the public talk. Whether what happens is a later issue.
Okay.
Everyone claims we are unhappy with demonetization. Nowadays, all these Chandrababu Naidu and YSR Congress Party are telling that Modi has cheated Andhra Pradesh. And then Telangana started a People Federal Front, whatnot, I don't know, front or back, whatever, he started some front. And people are having their own seats reserved, they are playing their own musical chairs with Mamata Banerjee, Sharad Pawar and all these people. So, it is for certain that people have made up their mind that BJP won't come in center. So if that is the case.
But coming back to, I mean, BJP was strong, BJP formed government in the past, BJP ruled Karnataka. With all the Modi wave, you are still giving Congress like what, 80 seats?
Yeah, this time, definitely Congress will get 80 to 90 seats.
Okay, in that case, like, I mean, so what is the basis for that? For like what I am hearing is Congress is doing well, while predictions are not there, they are saying Siddaramaiah will come back.
No. It is not that. As I tell you, there is undercurrent going on, in especially in Karnataka state, where people are unhappy and they have realized the fact that they are being made fools by playing the religion card this time, especially by Congress party.
Okay.
See, what is happening is Congress always played a religious card. But they always played it in the shadow of a secular card.
Okay. But Congress, this time they are coming out openly and doing.
Congress was always doing, playing a secular card by targeting or basically appeasing a particular community called a Muslim community. Right. And they were getting that 10 to 12% votes. And that was their margin always.
Yeah.
But very unfortunately, this time what happened, Asaduddin Owaisi by himself is expecting to become rich by number of seats in parliament.
So is he lining up, is he planning to contest in Karnataka, Asaduddin? I mean, the Majlis?
He is not only planning, he is making sure that he bag at least 15 to 20 MLA seats in one particular zone, but he is not going to make it.
Okay, he has to consolidate for that.
No, he cannot consolidate because, see, the arrogance and the lack of time, these are the two detrimental aspects for him.
Yeah, but whatever it is, sir, you are really predicting like a bold one. You are basically saying BJP should be able to make 130, 140 and with the help of JDU.
Let me steer you right in the right direction. See, I said, BJP, if it has to make government, it has to ensure JDS doesn't go into bed with Congress.
Okay.
Or it comes into bed with the BJP.
You see, sir, I mean, this is the fun part. Like, you know, you are giving mind media predictions live. But we will hold you on to that.
This is Manadesham Manarajyam prediction.
Okay, Manadesham Manarajyam predictions and bold predictions.
Very bold prediction. And it turns out to be true.
We will see. We will probably have to, you know, talk live again. Hopefully. Because this elections, what I am hearing, this is again anecdotal evidence. It's not really some, you know, pre-poll statistics they are doing or some modeling. Basically, it's like most Karnataka people, while they are like staunch Hindus, they never turn towards BJP, they are Congressy, and Siddaramaiah took care of many of them. They are happy with his ruling, and you know, rule was...
The question is not that. This is all a pre-poll conversation that we are hearing. See, the undercurrent is... See, if I help you for some reason, if I help your community for some reason, there is nothing wrong, you be loyal in elections to me.
Right.
But, if you made it so clear that you are trying to tweak me, will I be with you?
I mean, but the people are like, now you are saying like Congress is trying communal card. Normally they play, you know, secular, and people are undercurrents are like
evident. See, they made it evident, they made it clear, they made it clear that on the city, Rahul Gandhi visits every temple in the city, Rahul Gandhi visits every church and every mosque. How many times the Congress party has done that in the past in their 125 years of history?
Yeah, not many times.
Never.
So that, I mean, we have to go back and see, because it's like a long 60 years history.
Okay, now,
we cannot say
now the second question. Tell me this. Is it for sure that it is a do or die situation for Congress?
I think I agree with you on that. They must win this.
It is a do or die situation for Congress.
Yes.
Now, if Congress makes it,
right,
can it make in the whole country now at this point of time?
It probably helped them basically regain some credibility, but I don't believe, you know, they are, I don't think they can get back in the entire country.
No, no. See, now I'm giving basis for my argument now. I'm giving basis for my argument. 20 plus states are governed by BJP right now, and they will stay like that for next 4 years.
Correct.
3 to 4 years, BJP is going to hold their bastions for next 4 years.
Correct.
That means they are going to keep on pumping members into Rajya Sabha for next 4 years. Every time a seat gets vacated, Congress is going to lose and BJP is going to gain in the upper house.
Yeah, that's a possibility, definitely.
Right. The position with BJP is, it is not going to perish completely. If at all the all odds come through, BJP will stop at 180 or 190 seats if they cannot make it in the general, Lok Sabha elections.
Yeah, okay.
They are not going to go back to two seats like Advani and Vajpayee were there.
No, that will not happen.
They are going to come to 190. Let us assume that everything went against for BJP next 1 year.
Still they will make, that I agree.
They are going to be there at 180 seats.
Yeah.
And the rest of these small puppets will get around 100 seats or 120 seats.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Right?
There's no
question.
So
now
what
is left is probably 120 to 150 seats for Congress.
Yes.
If everything worst happens to BJP, that means there's going to be a coalition in the center.
Yeah.
And the coalition will ensure to get their individual benefits.
Definitely.
For their respective states.
Yes.
If TRS is heading a part of coalition or it has some majority, it will ensure that his son becomes chief minister here and he gains some benefits, and then all those buffer zones or thresholds are set off by giving some freebies to them in their party.
Right.
So the benefit is going to be taken to Telangana. Similarly, Mamata is going to focus to ensure how Sarda scam can be closed.
Yeah.
How Chandrababu and Jagan can settle their scores, they will worry on that. So basically, the government is going to be having every day tug of war, whoever be the central government. That is the public opinion as of now.
Under that
circumstances, a weak Congress government, and without support from anyone at the center, do you think people of Karnataka are fools to bring Congress back? If they believe BJP is not going to form the government in center, they better stand with BJP so that they can get at least a strong hold with at least 180, 200 people in parliament.
Yeah.
So under that circumstances, Siddharamaya's stand will be weak.
Yeah, I mean, we will see, sir. I mean, this is like your prediction is bold and it's exciting to really hear these numbers.
See, this is what is going to happen. I'm not giving an astrological prediction here. I'm going to give a very scientific prediction that how a common man will think. Because he doesn't want to break his rule that he has been 40 years, he has been selecting governments which are not there in the center. And he believes BJP is not going to be there in the center for some reason, varied reason, what may.
Okay.
And he wants some stronger hold here. And he knows that this person is fooling them.
Yeah, it is a good, good case. But we'll see. We'll definitely see. Because my only thing is, again, going back to what I asked is, there is a strong feel-good factor. People like Siddaramaya's, time, and he gives. But we'll see, sir. It was nice. I think I'll let you.
Feel-good factor. Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav had a very feel-good factor 1 year back.
Yeah.
So feel-good factor is not going to make or break elections.
We'll see. The prediction, I like that you came out and, basically gave a prediction. I hope they will be true. It will be exciting.
And I tell you, there are 12 constants which we need to watch because those are the things which are going to change the whole scenario.
In the whole scenario, yeah.
In the whole Karnataka issue, there are about 12 constants which are going to make or break the whole election for a particular party. And they are widespread all over the Karnataka. We are going to focus on that in the next 4 weeks. We are going to especially focus on these things. I think you remember sometime back I told Karnataka we want to make an active show from Mind Media and Manadesam Manrajyam.
Right.
So these 12 constancies I read out just like that. First constancy which we need to be very careful is with Varuna. I think that's where Siddaramaya is there.
Yeah, I think I'll hang up, sir. We'll go one at a time. Maybe, on Friday we can catch up more.
Yeah, we'll catch up with those things. So these are all the things we'll see. Let us see. This is our initial toll we have given. And as we go through, we either adjust the numbers or we stick to them. But definitely, a couple of weeks before the election, we're going to freeze on the public opinion.
Sure.
Let us see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Yeah,
nice talking to you. Yep, that was nice. And then let's move forward. Today we conclude the show. Actually, it's 10:30 already. So next week on Friday, we join back again. Hopefully, we have some news from Parliament on the day. And today we conclude Manadesam Manrajyam on 2nd April 2018. We join back in Manadesam Manrajyam at 9:30 Indian Standard Time on Friday, which is 6th April 2018. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host Nagesh Panchagula signing off from the show.
Ippati varaku meeru vinnaru Nagesh Panchagnula gari Mana Desham Mana Rajyam karyakramam April 2 2018 nati episode punaprasaram.
The voice of India, Mind Media, the voice of India,
Mind Media, the voice of India, Idi Bharatiya Swaram.